Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn with Ultimate Sports Parent Radio. What's the mental game effect of kids feeling pressured by parents to perform at high levels? Joining us today to discuss this topic is Mike Green, founder of the SportsFamilyClub.org. He's also a seasoned youth sports coach and sports dad to four athletes.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Also joining us is my brother, mental game expert, Dr. Patrick Cohn. Hi, Mike. Hi, Patrick.
Hello, Lisa.
All right, well, let's talk about this topic. You said in an email to me that this is what you think is one of the most important issues in youth sports.
Yeah, I do, because what you see is you see a lot of kids coming to games, and the actual game itself and the enjoyment of the game seems to be lost nowadays because kids are feeling this pressure from their parents, and you know, and a lot of that is driven around expectations set by the parents that, you know, may not necessarily be the same as the child, and they're basically, you know, ruining the event for the kids, and it's one of the main reasons kids are not continuing to play sports and leaving sports.
Well, tell me a little bit about your background. I know that you have four kids. You've been coaching for a long, long time. So I just want to establish you as an expert in this area.
Certainly. Yeah, I've been in the youth sports environment for 18, probably on my 19th year now. My oldest daughter is 26, and I even have a 6-year-old granddaughter who's probably going to be going into something here pretty soon as well. I've coached little league baseball, youth football, youth basketball, girls softball. And I recently accepted a varsity baseball coach job at a local high school here in Colorado. So I've been in and around sports my entire life. I played baseball and football growing up in Southern California. And, you know, again, it's just been a part of my life and in youth sports and creating the nonprofit recently to educate parents and adults and everybody else involved in youth sports, what the purpose of them are. And in my opinion, it's for the kids to enjoy themselves and learn the valuable life lessons that can be gained from sports, not to get a college scholarship or become a professional or any other really grandiose type of goals.
Now tell me what you've seen in your 19 years as a coach and as a sports parent. You see a lot of – you're saying that you see a lot of kids feeling pressured by their parents to perform at high levels and it causes them to drop out?
Yes, that happens. That happens regularly. And oftentimes that'll happen where kids – you know, for the most part it happens as they get towards high school when they actually have a choice. Prior to high school, you know, kids don't have a choice. I mean, they – for the most part they might, but most parents are going to say, okay, yeah, it's baseball season. I got you signed up, and the kids are just going to play and do that. And on top of that, you've got tournament levels of sports where kids are, you know, playing very competitive baseball, basketball. And in some cases, the kids are 10, 11, 12 years old playing 70, 80 games of baseball. And by the time they're 12, 13, 14 years old, either they're burned out on the sport or their arms are done. So those are some of the most damaging things that I've seen.
Now, Patrick, I know that you have lots of opinions about this topic. What have you seen or heard?
Well, I'd like to talk – I think we should talk a little bit about the different types of pressures that parents can put on their kids. Do you see it as they put pressure on to specialize all year and they can only play one sport? Do you see it as they put pressure on them to train more or train outside of their regular practices outside of their regular team practice with specialists? Do you see it as on the way to games or after games, they pressure kids into being perfect? And so I think we could talk about there's lots of different type of expectations and pressures that parents can put on the kids, and I'd like to get a little bit more into that as well.
Certainly, yeah. One of the definitely seeing a trend of specialization in one particular sport at a young age. You know, in Colorado, it's not as easy to play baseball year-round outdoors, but there's winter training facilities, and kids are they're making it harder and harder for kids to play. You know, to play multiple sports because of the overlapping, and some leagues are adamant about, well, if you're going to play for us, that's all you're going to do. So that's one of the biggest things that I see to the growth of sports and the overall health of the kids specializing at too young of an age. And then of course there's the pressure of excellence, but that really varies, you know, and in tune with specializing in one particular sport. If a kid is playing, say, tournament baseball, and the parent has paid a large amount of money for this kid to play on this travel baseball team, the expectations of excellence are going to be proportional to, you know, how much they've had to pay, and that's usually rather high.
That's interesting. You certainly can pump a lot of money into youth sports, can't you?
Absolutely.
And I actually hadn't thought of that. That how much, the more money you put into it, the more you're going to pressure your kid to perform well.
Well, I've talked about that before, Lisa, about some of the motocross families that I work with. What they'll do is, I had one family that they had to mortgage the house just to buy these trailers that they travel around in are $500,000 trailers. The bikes alone can be $15,000 to $30,000, depending on how much you want to sink into the bikes. So absolutely, the kids inherently are going to feel pressure. Geez, you know, my dad took out a second mortgage to buy this, you know, to buy the van and to buy the bikes, and we're traveling around the country, and he's taking time out. So I think, you know, even without the parents saying, hey, we're spending a lot of money on your sport, you better get on it, right? There's still that inherent, what I call that payback syndrome, and the kids feel the expectation that because the parents are investing so much money in the sport, that they have to pay them back by performing well. And that's pressure, I think.
So let's talk about the effect of the pressure. I mean, what goes on in the kid's head?
Well, I think what I've noticed in the kid's head is they show up to the game, and oftentimes there's anxiety as soon as they get there. You know, I mean, you're at a tournament, and you know, I'm sure on the ride in the car there, the parent is you know, telling the kid, all right, here's a big tournament, you know, we got to do this, we got to qualify for state and all of this other type of thing, and instead of allowing the kid to play the game, to enjoy the experience and improve through his enjoyment of the game and with a goal to win. But typically it seems like this object of winning at all costs. And then again, going back to, you know, the investment, then, you know, the kids just don't show up really, let's call it enthusiastic.
Now, Patrick, how would you describe what he's describing in sports psychology terms?
Yeah, I would say there's a lot of challenges there. I think you're right on with those. Fear of failure, certainly, and all the things that go along with the fear of failure and not wanting to mess up. Anxiety, as you said, the tension and the anxiety, certainly. I think it becomes a huge distraction because in and of itself, because the kids aren't able to focus on their execution and their sport because they're so wrapped up into getting the results. You know, I got to go 4-for-4 at the plate or my dad's going to be upset, you know, with all the time we spent in the hitting cage or something like that. So it's definitely there's a result focus, there's anxiety, there's fear of failure, there's tension. And then finally, I could add on to that, there's lack of trust. You know, we talk about kids are going to tighten up and they're going to over-control their performance because they're trying to avoid the mistakes or they're trying to make it perfect.
To listen to the rest of this audio, visit kidssportspsychology.com.